ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here. Celebrity Survival Phrases Lesson 3. 夏子さん、What are we talking about today?
Impression of Japan.
Yeah, this is a question that you will be asked over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of answers are we going to give everyone today?
Some positive answers.
Yeah, just
of course.
Positive answers.
Mm-hmm.
Only good things to say. With that said, Natsuko-san, can you give us a little bit of background about today's conversation? Who's back?
We're back with Johnny Depp.
Our Japanese Johnny Depp. And who's with Johnny today?
The interviewer.
Yeah. So, two-person conversation, again, extremely polite Japanese. And pay attention to the words in there, because there are quite a few words that, again, when you get into this really polite level, that even though you may be mid or upper level, you just haven't heard before.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are we ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Konkaiwa. 何回目の来日ですか？
3回目です。
日本はいかがですか？
日本が大好きです。日本は綺麗な国です。そして食べ物がとても美味しいです。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
今回は何回目の来日ですか？
3回目です。
日本はいかがですか？
日本が大好きです。日本はきれいな国です。そして食べ物がとてもおいしいです。
次は英語が入ります。
今回は何回目の来日ですか？
Including this trip, how many times have you been to Japan?
3回目です。
This is my third time.
日本はいかがですか？
What do you think about Japan?
日本が大好きです。日本はきれいな国です。そして食べ物がとてもおいしいです。
I love Japan. Japan is a beautiful country. And the food is really good.
So, Natsuko-san, what did you think?
He's quite nice. To mention some good things about Japan.
But there's so many good things to talk about.
Yes, sure.
Yeah, I thought his answer was on the light side.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, let's try and build that up when we get to the conversation. But first, let's start with the vocab.
今回
This time.
今回今回
Next.
来日
To come to Japan.
来日来日
Now, the characters here are quite interesting. The first character means?
To come.
The second character means?
Japan.
Yeah. So you put these two together and you get?
Come to Japan.
Yeah, very straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Next we have?
大好き.
To really like, to love.
大好き, 大好き.
Followed by?
きれい.
Beautiful.
きれい.いきれい
Next
国
Country
国国
Followed by
食べ物
Food
食べ物食べ物
Then we have
とても
Very
とてもとても
This adverb can come in very handy. You can throw this in front of any adjective.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try it with our next adjective after we introduce it.
おいしい
Delicious.
おいしい。おいしい。
So how do we say very delicious?
とてもおいしい。
And let's just throw in a little bit of slang. If it's kind of a casual situation, you can say
超
Super, extremely.
超おいしい。
超おいしい。
超うまい。
超うまい。Okay, yes. うまい is another way. Now we're getting a bit slangy, so...、Mm-hmm.But some really interesting Japanese here. umai is quite a common way to express that something is delicious, especially among male speakers.
Yes.
Okay. And you could kind of make it polite again by adding desu to it.
Yeah.
So it makes some very interesting Japanese. Cho umai desu.
Yeah, that would be really funny.
Yeah, that I think that would go over quite well.
Yes.
All right, next we have
いかが?
How? The polite form of the interrogative how.
いかが?
All right, now let's take apart this conversation. We start off with the interviewer.
今回は何回目の来日ですか?
How many times have you been to Japan, including this trip? Okay, now let's take a look at the components. First we have
今回
This time
は
marked by the topic marking particle wa. So in Japanese, we have topics. And when a topic, to establish a topic, it's marked by the particle wa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this time
何回目
What number time? Literally, how many times? Followed by
の
Here again, the possessive. How many times?
来日
Come to Japan
ですか?
Is it? Question mark. Literally, this time, how many times come to Japan is it? So we translate this as, this time, how many times have you been to Japan? And including this one. We answer this with
3回目です.
The third time. Now, we don't know if this is true. If Johnny, if you want to leave us a comment, we're open to that. We'd love to know how many times it's been.
I'm not sure, but I remember him coming when he was in Scissorhands.
Edward Scissorhands.
Yes. So when he was really young.
Wow, yeah. Back when we saw that movie and we were young too.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, boy. Okay, so now in this case, literally we have three times it is. It's my third time. Again, the subject is inferred here. He's speaking about himself.
Mm-hmm.
So three times it is the literal translation, but translated as it's my third time. Now, Natsuko-san, can we go over the how many times people have been here?
Yes. Starting from the first time?
Yes.
初めてです.
First time. Now, this phrase here, can you break it down? Give it to us one time and nice and slow.
初めてです. 初めてです.
Literally, first time it is. And again, when you're speaking, it's my first time. So if you're coming to Japan, this should be a staple
mm-hmm.
of your Japanese because you should be doing a lot of things for the first time.
Yeah, right.
Do you want to eat sushi?
初めてです.
Do you want to see a movie in Japan?
初めてです.
Do you want to have ramen?
初めてです.
Yeah, this should be every time
mm-hmm.
you try something, you should use this phrase. Okay? Then we have?
2回目.
Second time.
3回目.
Third time.
4回目.
Fourth time.
5回目.
Fifth time. And anything after that, you don't have to talk about it. So this is just, again, here we're using it as trips to Japan, but it's just expressing how many times you've done something.
Yes.
And the topic is usually determined beforehand. So in this case, we're talking about coming to Japan, and that's why it's my third time to come to Japan. All right, then we have
日本はいかがですか?
How is Japan? Literally, first we have
日本
Japan
は
topic marking particle. So we're establishing what to talk about. Think about it this way. Japan, how is it?
Yes.
That pause in there.
Mm-hmm. It's like column.
Yeah. Japan.
Japan.
One, two, three. How is it? You know, you kind of wait in there. The topic is established and you go from there. This ikaga desu ka? There's a casual way that you might hear too. And that is?
Dou desu ka?
How is it? So here, we're using more polite Japanese. So, dou becomes?
Ikaga.
Now for the answer. Now yes. Here's where you really want to pay attention. We have him saying,
日本が大好きです。
I love Japan. First we have
日本
Japan, marked by
が
followed by
大好きです。
Love. Literally, Japan, love. Again, no subject. It's inferred. You're the one speaking. I love Japan. the grammar behind this sentence, like, because in Japanese, like is not a verb. Next sentence.
日本はきれいな国です。
Japan is a beautiful country. Literally, we have?
日本。
Japan?
は。
Again, topic marker particle. So, Japan? Pause.
きれいな。
Beautiful.
国。
Country?
です。
It is. Japan is a beautiful country. Now, let's take a look at this きれい。This is a, what we call a na adjective. So, in between this adjective and the noun, certain adjectives need
な。
So, rather than きれい国, it becomes きれいな国。
Mm-hmm.
And for this reason, they're grouped into な adjectives.
Yes.
Next we have
そして
And
食べ物がとてもおいしいです。
The food is very delicious. Okay, Natsuko-san.
Yes.
What did you think? Enough good things about Japan?
Mm-hmm, not enough, but... These are definitely some of the good parts.
Some of the good parts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for food, what would you say, go eat? 何がとてもおいしいですか?
Everything. But, well, I think everyone loves sushi.
Yes.
Or maybe if you want to eat some meat, go sukiyaki.
Or shabu shabu.
Oh, yes, sure.
Where you take the sliced beef or sliced meat and you put it into the boiling water and it cooks almost instantly.
Yes.
Oh.
Mm.
Yes, lots to do. So, yeah, really check out everything you can do in Japan. So we'll be back with some more phrases next week. But until then, that's going to do for today.
じゃあまた今度。